There was a worldwide outrage in July when a popular African lion, Cecil, was killed by an American dentist on safari. That dentist is Dr. Walter Palmer, and he paid for his experience in more ways than one. Overnight, he spoke publicly for the first time about the kill, saying he was stunned to learn that Cecil was one of Zimbabwe's most favoured lions. But the American hasn't ruled out returning to Africa to hunt. Indeed, such hunts are booming business in southern Africa. More than 800 captive, hand-reared lions are shot every year in so-called canned hunts. And a new documentary called Bloodlines tells the story of what's happening in the breeding grounds. Ian Mickler is a conservationist and an investigative journalist, and he features in the documentary. I spoke with him earlier.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So what is canned hunting?
Well, we have in South Africa right now approximately 200 facilities, and these are private farms that are breeding large predators. The vast majority of them are lions, but also tigers, leopards, cheetah, wild dog, and they are being bred specifically for a number of revenue streams. The most well-known and high-profile of these is, of course, the canned hunting industry. And this is where trophy hunters from around the world come to these farms and they shoot these lions that have been bred in captivity and take the trophies back home.
Is it legal?
Yes, in essence, it is legal in South Africa.
A lion that is reared in captivity cannot live in the wild. Therefore, what environmental harm is done by killing it?
Well, I think that, okay, so the one of the most contentious points around this whole industry is that they understand that it's no longer acceptable to say we're just breeding these animals for commercial reasons and people are coming to kill them and we're making lots of money out of it. So what they're doing is they're trying to look at conservation justification. So they're wrapping the breeding farms and the hunting practices in a conservation message.
But even if that message is false and it's just a cheap marketing ploy, you have a moral objection to canned hunting, not so much an environmental objection, because the killing of a captive animal doesn't have an impact on the ecology because that captive animal can never live in the wild once it's been reared.
Yeah, correct. But there are two issues here. The first one is that the conservation message that they are putting out is a false one. And so what they're doing is they're actually confusing in the public's mind what the main challenges are for lions in the wild. If you go to all the recognized lion ecologists and the major conservation agencies, these people and these organizations are all involved in, you know, trying to halt the loss of habitat for lions, the fragmentation of habitat for lions. They're dealing with the human-animal conflicts around lions. That's what all their initiatives are focused on. We have these breeders and canned hunters telling us that it's purely a numbers game and that by breeding up all these lions, they are contributing to conservation. So they're confusing the conservation message completely. Mm. Secondly, is that they're misdirecting vital conservation funding. These breeding facilities are luring volunteers. Australia, for example, are sending a lot of kids over annually to these lion farms. These kids are coming over thinking that they're contributing to conservation, paying significant sums of money. So that money could have been going to proper legitimate conservation causes. But instead, it's going into the pockets of these operators on a false message. And all these kids are doing is looking after these young cubs, which will eventually end up in a canned hunt. On the other side is that there's a very strong moral and ethical argument here about the way we are commoditizing an animal that is generally regarded as being the king of beasts. These are what we call apex predators, which in the wild, in their natural environment, require huge territories to survive. And here they are being confined in large numbers in cages or very confined areas simply because wealthy tourists want to come and kill them.
And what's the ratio of the caged lion population in South Africa or Southern Africa to the wild lion population?
So South Africa is the only country in the world that now distinguishes between has three different categories of lions. So we talk about wild lions, we talk about managed lions, and we talk about captive lions. The total population of lions in South Africa is thought to be around 10,000 to 11,000. But of those, only about 3,000 fall into that wild and managed population. The vast majority, probably about 7,000, possibly even more, are captive bred animals. So they've been bred in these confined areas. They are tame. They've been hand-reared. They are what we call human imprinted. And
but the bottom line is 70% of the lions in your country are pets.
Correct. Yes, correct. They have been bred on farms.
And this is RN Breakfast. We're speaking with the conservationist and investigative journalist Ian Mickler about the practice of canned hunting in Africa. A new documentary called Bloodlines is examining the practice. So at the moment, if I'm a hunter in Australia or America or Europe and I want to kill a lion, what do I do?
You can go online and, like, you order a pair of shoes off a web-based company, you can do the same with your lions. In the film Bloodlines, we set up an internet sting, and an American hunter was part of the production.
A fake hunter?
No, he's a genuine American hunter.
But he joined you as part of the sting.
He joined us as part of the sting. He was completely outraged at what he saw. He's not a trophy hunter. He's what they call a meat hunter.
Now, his outrage wasn't a moral objection to the apex king of the jungle being killed. His objection was that it's not fair because the lion didn't get a chance to run away.
His objection was on a number of levels, from the fact that people are hunting for the trophy, so in other words, for fun, to hang something on your wall. He was outraged, yes, that an apex predator was being kept and caged under these conditions. And then, of course, yes, he had completely an ethical approach to this. And just remember that a lot, if not all, hunting organizations across the world have in their charter a section which deals with ethics, fair chase, making a contribution to the environment. And this aspect of hunting does not tick any of those boxes. So,
and what's the path you chart forward in Bloodlines?
Well, so the aim of Bloodlines is clear and simple. We aim to create enough awareness to...
And stigma?
And correct. I mean, so to start telling the truth about what's going on, but it's not only the canned hunting. It's also the other revenue streams. As I said, the lion bone trade, the volunteer scam, the petting and cuddling scam, so that we can hopefully introduce legislation to stop all the exploitative breeding of these predators. And then, of course, to bring an end to canned hunting. We didn't address the whole greater trophy hunting debate in the film, because the whole trophy hunting industry needs an investigative documentary to be done on it in itself. But Bloodlines focuses on the captive breeding portion of that.
Well, Bloodlines 2 we'll expect in the future. Ian Mickler, thank you very much indeed for your time.
And thank you very much for having me.
Ian Mickler, a conservationist, an investigative journalist, and a non-lethal safari operator of many decades standing. He features in the documentary Blood Lions. It'll be due for national release later this year.